With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Biden administration is facing tough questions about why Defense Secretary Austin kept proper authorities, including President Biden, in the dark about his cancer diagnosis and secretive hospital stay for several days. Pentagon spokesman Major General Patrick Ryder says the Defense Department will conduct a 30-day review.
We want to make sure that notifications are happening in a timely way. And in this way, as we've acknowledged, there were some shortfalls. And so it's important that we go back and look at what those shortfalls were, what could have been done better, and make sure that going forward, we're improving those processes.
At the White House, the chief of staff has ordered a government-wide review of what protocols are in place to prevent such communication failures. Also at SRNnews.com, a major storm has drenched the Northeast and slammed it with fierce winds, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands. Mark Wool at the National Weather Service says it's part of a system that caused tornado damage in parts of the South.
There's several RVs and mobile homes that were tossed onto their sides or rolled in parts of Jackson County, Florida. I've seen significant damage in Panama City Beach.
And there's heavy snowfall in the central U.S. and Midwest. The House Oversight and Judiciary Committees today will consider a resolution recommending presidential son Hunter Biden be held in contempt of Congress for defying a congressional subpoena.
If the contempt resolution clears the committees, it would be referred to the full House for a vote. If the House floor vote succeeds, the Department of Justice would ultimately determine whether to prosecute the president's son for evading a congressional subpoena. The Department of Justice is already pursuing two criminal cases against Hunter Biden.
That's correspondent Edwin Mora. Federal regulators extending the grounding of some Boeing jets after that incident last week. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has decided not to pull down another statue.
This time the target was William Penn, Christian democracy advocate and founder of the state of Pennsylvania. The National Park Service had been planning to remove a statue of him from Welcome Park in Philadelphia as part of a, quote, rehabilitation project. Public outrage followed swiftly, and the administration now says it will leave William Penn where he stands, just blocks from the museum that celebrates the U.S. Constitution, which Penn's writings inspired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Cardinal leading Pope Francis's effort to get priests to bless same-sex civil unions is being scrutinized for a pair of books he authored earlier in his career. Both books contain sexually explicit passages that seem out of place for a Catholic clergyman. Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez is already under fire from entire bishops' conferences for his role in last month's same-sex pronouncement. This is SRN News. There's potential unrest brewing in the Balkans.
The United States warns that ongoing celebrations of a Bosnian Serb self-proclaimed national holiday violate Bosnia's constitution and a 1995 peace agreement. The U.S. Embassy in Sarajevo urged Bosnia's legal authorities to investigate any violations of law related to the marking of January 9th as the day of the Republika Srpska entity. That's what the part of Bosnia run by ethnic Serbs is called. The holiday commemorates the day in 1992 when Bosnian Serbs declared the creation of their own state in Bosnia, igniting a devastating four-year war. Bosnian Serbs on Tuesday defied international criticism, staging a parade of armed troops. Keith Peters reporting.
China is being accused of using military threats, diplomatic pressure, and fake news in a broad strategy to influence voters in Taiwan's elections. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.